Aces take the field at SRP Park, looking for their first win in these new digs. We welcome into the Tax Slayer pregame show on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. My name is Noah Adcock Howeth. Augusta and Myrtle Beach, two teams, same record. They have played to a near equivocacy this week, although they've done so in very different ways. Both the Azaleas and Pelicans, 6 wins and 7 losses overall this year. Both 2 games out of first place in the Carolina League Southern Division. And both 2-2 in the first 4 contests at SRP so far this series. The Pelicans got the win yesterday, 2-0, a combined shutout that was helmed by Evan Aschenbeck in his first professional win. And then the combination behind him of Matthew Peters, Braden Reisdorf, who got the save, and Christian Gordon able to hold the Azaleas at bay. Augusta put the tying run on with 2 outs in the ninth, brought the tying run to the plate. And Isaiah Drake lambasted a hanging changeup from Reisdorf, but put it to the deepest part of the park. 101 off the bat, but it was run down in deep right center field. And Drake came up just a few feet shy of some exciting memories on what was the highest attended ball game of the season and one of the 10 most attended games in SRP Park history. This ballpark, built in 2018, welcomed 5,649 fans through its gates last night. Everybody fired up to see the Azaleas in person. And Mother Nature has rewarded the Green Jackets really all season long. Augusta's been blessed here at home with gorgeous weather, and that continues today. 84 degrees and sunny here in North Augusta, right on the banks of the Savannah River. A very light breeze going right to left. And the Azaleas, who will have these jerseys auctioned off post-game to benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Augusta, both in person and online, trying to grab a victory for the first time in this Azalea moniker. For those of you altogether unfamiliar with the connection between Augusta and the Azalea flower, they're findable all over the CSRA, but none more notably than at Augusta National Golf Club, the Masters Tournament, which has put Augusta on the map over the last near century. Has the Azaleas as the claim to fame. They're densely populated across the nation's most gorgeous golf course. The drink named after them, the hole named after them, the merchandise that has gone rampant with the pink coloring all across America, both through Augusta National and through the Green Jackets now. It's as recognizable an icon as the city of Augusta has. Tonight, Raven Antonio takes the hill for the Azaleas against Yenri Rojas, both of whom are looking for their first win of the season. Rojas 0-1. This is his third appearance and second start. Antonio making his second start of the year, having given up 3 runs in 4 innings in a no decision last time out against Hickory. We said at the top that these two teams have gotten to this point through very different methods, and that is certainly the case. The Azaleas have used speed and prime time hitting to get themselves to the victory so far this season. They've taken advantage of walks and errors from the opposition. And players like Colby Jones, John Heal, and Isaiah Drake have run all over the base paths. For the Pelicans, they've got 6 home runs in 4 ballgames, including 4 in the win on Thursday night. And they had one last night as well. Cameron Cisneros got his first homer as a pro. That was enough offense for the Pelicans, and then doubling the lead on a Cole Mathis 2-bagger. Mathis is red hot this week. He and Leonel Espinoza have done the heavy lifting. The other dichotomy between these two teams, the Green Jackets are one of the youngest rosters in single-A baseball. 13 of their 30 players 20 years of age or younger, and 17 of the 30 in their first full professional season. Myrtle Beach has roster dotted with 23 and 24-year-olds. They're one of the oldest teams in all of single-A baseball. And there's plenty of experience, even if not as much at the Carolina League level. There is a ton of time spent between the two complex levels. Augusta and Myrtle Beach, each looking for their 3rd win out of 5 in this series, trying to guarantee at least a minimum of a series split in Myrtle Beach's only trip to SRP Park this season. Here's the anthem and then first pitch on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. North Harlem Elementary School finishes off the anthem, and we welcome you back into SRP Park for night two of Augusta Azaleas Weekend here in Augusta, Georgia. My name is Noah Adcock Howeth. Strong crowd continuing to file in. A gorgeous night for baseball in the CSRA. And two teams, both looking to get back to 500 in the early goings of the 2025 campaign. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization with a 2-0 win yesterday. Both of these squads have won two and lost two so far in this series. First-year skipper Yovani Cuevas for the Pelicans has not done much changing to this lineup so far this series. And eight of the nine men in the lineup were in the lineup last night. The top four, the exact same they were yesterday. Angel Cepeda, Jose Escobar, Leonel Espinoza, and Cole Mathis. Espinoza and Mathis have been extremely impressive so far this series. Cameron Cisneros up to the five spot, moves up one spot in the order after a homer yesterday. Chris Paciola right behind him at third. Dylan Granadillo will play just his second game of the season. He's behind the plate, third different catcher the Pelicans have used this week. Anderson Suriel back in left, and Alexi Lumpoy is in right. Three consecutive left-handed hitters rounding out the order for Myrtle, and five in total in the order for the Pelicans against 19-year-old right-hander Raven Antonio out of San Andres, Colombia in his third professional season, and Raven making his second start of 2025. Worked a week ago against the Hickory Crawdads, four innings, three hits, three walks, and three strikeouts. Antonio, four-seam, two-seam slider and changeup, works in the low to mid-90s, and has very strong command. He begins with Angel Cepeda right on time. It is 6:04 p.m. on the Eastern Seaboard, and the first pitch is bounced softly back up the middle. A chance for Eric Hartman. One pitch, one out. Here on Saturday, April 19th, Cepeda is put away to begin the afternoon's festivities. Crowd not quite as bursting at the seams the way it was yesterday. Going to be tough to replicate 5,600 plus the way we had last night. But a good crowd continuing to mix in. Jose Escobar likely to take a pitch after Raven Antonio began the day efficiently. And he sees the heater upstairs, checked in at 92. Antonio fastball and sinker mixing to righties and lefties alike. Goes back to the fastball of the four-seam persuasion, and Escobar fouls it away. Myrtle Beach has gotten good power production up and down the order this week, but Escobar a bit slow at the top of the lineup, 1-for-15 with seven strikeouts. Choked up from the left side, he takes the changeup off the outside corner. Escobar hitting 213 very early in the year. Both these teams in their 14th game out of 132 in the Carolina League season. 2-1 from Antonio, misses outside. Raven, not usually a high walk or high strikeout pitcher, has pitched to contact in his first two professional seasons. Started as a bullpen arm, has worked his way into the rotation. This is swatted out to short and a running catch made by John Heel. The Athletic shortstop continues to dazzle. That was 105 off the bat, but still not quick enough to sneak past Heel at short. Two up, two down. The rest of the Augusta Azaleas defense, left to right in the outfield, Douglas Glaude, Jake Steeles, and Owen Carey. Colby Jones and Carlos Monteverde on the corner infield spots. Heel and Eric Hartman up the middle. Nick Montgomery catching as Lionel Espinoza digs in. Espinoza fouls away the fastball. That came in center cut. Looked like the two-seam for Antonio. A bit more arm side run than the four-seam. Likes to work the two-seam right on right and bury it in on the hands of same-sided hitters. Tried to do so there, but too far to the interior, 1-1. Espinoza's 8-for-18 this week, two homers and five RBIs. Infield playing back and on the pull side, outfield shifted towards center field. Espinoza chases the tight breaking ball, 1-2. Raven's done a lot of work on that slider, firming it up a little bit. It's a short, biting pitch. Not known for its sweep, but works well off the fastball. Ahead 1-2 on the Pelican center fielder. Top of the zone, called strike three from John Miller. Espinoza down looking, a perfect 1-2-3 first for Raven Antonio. The Azaleas come to bat against Yenri Rojas when we check back in on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great... John Heel will lead off the Augusta Azaleas. The rest of the order under second-year manager Winston Sawyer. Owen Carey in right, Nick Montgomery catching, Eric Hartman at second base. Colby Jones, Matt Cassetti, Carlos Monteverde 5-6-7 with Doug Glaude and Jake Steeles. Finishing up the order against Yenri Rojas. 21-year-old righty out of Santo Domingo takes a first pitch called strike in there on John Heel. Five-pitch mix for Rojas. He's been a big pitch-to-contact arm over the course of his career. A bit more walks and strikeouts so far this season. Slider slapped out to left field, Anderson Suriel to his right. And for the second consecutive ball game, John Heel begins his day with a hard hit out number one. Front door slider, Heel turned upon it well, but it hung up for Suriel, who was perfectly located in left. Rojas 0-1 this year, 3-1-2 ERA, 6 walks and 6 strikeouts so far. That's across 8 2/3 innings. Time is called. It's a pitch timer violation against Owen Carey. They'll say he did not get in the box in time. And so Carey starts behind nothing and one on Rojas. Out of the windup, Carey out in front of the good changeup. That's one of Rojas's better pitches. Has fastball, slider, sinker, changeup, and curveball. So a lot of different ways he can go. 0-2 On the ground to the right side, it's the first baseman Cisneros flipping to Rojas. Two up, two down. The defense for the Azalea's opponents, the Pelicans today, Suriel Espinoza and Lumpoy across the outfield, Paciola and Cepeda on the third base side of the infield, Escobar and Cisneros on the first base, and Dylan Granadillo catching for the first time this week. Here's Nick Montgomery, 1-for-8 with 5 walks and his first homer as a pro so far this series. Efficient start to the day. Broken bat looped out towards the second base side. A flip to first and a nice recovery by Escobar on a ball in no man's land. How about that? Yenry Rojas, 5 pitches, 5 strikes in the inning, and he disposes of the Azaleas just as quickly as Antonio did in the top half. 0-0 through 1.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
A briskly paced first inning on both sides as Raven Antonio and Yenry Rojas traded 1-2-3 innings. Azaleas against the Pelicans in game 5 of the week. And Cole Mathis has proved himself one of the most dangerous hitters in either lineup. The second round pick out of College of Charleston, 5-for-12 this week, and all 5 hits have gone for extra bases. Mathis has raised his average by nearly 40 points in the early goings of the year. And he takes a slider off the outside corner, nothing and one. 1-0, beg your pardon. Antonio out of the windup. Inside corner. Runs the count even. A ball and a strike. Mathis has been in the lineup every game save for the opener on Tuesday. Got scratched late. Was indisposed then, but all good now. Not a long-term issue whatsoever. Off-speed misses low and away, 2-1. And you'll see Mathis in the lineup more games than not, and he will be the DH for the foreseeable future. Fastball fouled away, Antonio chucking it in at 92. Mathis still recovering from Tommy John surgery, undertaken right after the draft in 24. He's about 4 to 6 weeks away from playing infield defense. 2-2 for Antonio. Upstairs to run the count full. John Miller's your home plate umpire. Alan Bryan's in the field. Count runs full as that was just above the letters of Mathis. Pelicans for the 5th straight night in the all-gray road alternates. With the blue script across the front. Antonio in the windup. A deep breath. Rocks and fires. Called strike 3 outside corner. Mathis was 5 steps towards first base, and he waves off Miller in frustration on a slider off the outside corner. Everybody in the ballpark gets a coupon for the free Bowberry Biscuits, courtesy of Bojangles. Mathis has a point. That was, according to the Hawkeye tracking system, not a strike, but Raven Antonio will certainly take it. Back-to-back K's for him. Cameron Cisneros steps in and takes ball 1. We've seen John Miller be a bit of a coin flip umpire, especially outside to righties. Fouled back 1-1. The most consistent zone for John Miller is that he is very tight upstairs, and the same can be said for Allen Bryant. So neither umpire has been forgiving at the top of the zone. 1-1 to Cisneros, misses away with the change. Cameron Cisneros out of Eastern Tennessee State University. 1-for-4 this week, second consecutive start for him. Fouled off the front foot, 2-2. Cisneros came in for the injured Matt Hallback during Thursday's game. Hallback, a collision at first base on an error-filled three-base affair for Luis Sanchez. Hallback got the brunt of that collision and has not played since. 2-2 on the lefty. Upstairs, ball three. Second consecutive batter where Antonio runs the count full. Lefties have hit Antonio better than righties in the very small sample size. 3-2. Popped up on the third base side, but back foul. In fact, right-handed hitters against Antonio are hitless in this, his second start of the season. Just 5 1/3 innings counting today, so not much to pull off of. But interesting to note nevertheless. Seventh pitch of the AB, fouled straight back off the facing of the second deck. And it goes careening back down behind home. The LED ribbon, not quite visible from your vantage point in center field, but it rings pink lights all the way around the suite level. Nearly knocked a bulb out of its socket there. Eighth pitch of the at-bat is ball four. Good patience from Cisneros. Fourth walk of the season for Cameron. He's the first base runner for either team. And Raven Antonio will go out of the stretch for the first time. Antonio does not have a designated piggyback arm behind him the way we've seen the last two nights over the previous two ball games. Brett Sears, we knew, would throw behind Owen Hackman. Logan Samuels behind Ethan Bagwell yesterday. Paciola punches it to the right side. Second base, the throw. Out is the call there. Over to first. And the ball was thrown a little bit wide by John Heal. Ends up run down by the catcher, Nick Montgomery. Chris Paciola likely could have advanced out to second there and never really picked up the baseball. A daring play by Eric Hartman, and more difficult than he might get credit for. He was shifted up the middle, had to range to his left, spin around and throw off balance, and by a step he got the lead runner. Cisneros returns to the dugout. Paciola is on base via the fielder's choice, now with two out. First at bat of the week for the catcher, Dylan Granadillo. He takes upstairs, ball one, shuffles out towards Antonio as a result. Granadillo 1-for-3 with two strikeouts in his only game played so far this year. 23-year-old catcher out of Puerto Cabello, Venezuela. Pick over from Antonio. Out is the call. Antonio picks off Paciola, who was leaning towards second, and the Azaleas face the minimum for the second consecutive inning.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Ula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Well, we're back at SRP Park for the bottom of the second, and something you never want to see as Yenry Rojas is being looked at by trainer Tanner Costine along with the manager Yovani Cuevas and pitching coach Bruce Billings. And the focus is on the right arm. They are pointing towards the elbow area for Yenry Rojas. And it looks like we might have to get an arm up and going in the bullpen. Boy, that is a miserable occurrence. And Yenry Rojas' day is done in one inning. He was pointing towards the right arm, towards the elbow area, and is walked off by Yovani Cuevas and Tanner Costine.
Patrick Mattier calls to the bullpen. Now pitching for the Pelicans will be number 33, J.P. Wheat.
J.P. Wheat is going to come out of the bullpen. He'll get as much time as he needs to get loose. For Rojas, it's his fourth professional season. He'd gone 4-plus in each of the last two outings. And there was nothing we saw in the first to indicate that something was off. Rojas only threw 5 pitches and got 3 outs. But it goes to show you just never truly know where the health level is. And we wish all the best for Rojas. There's no good reason to speculate. But you clench and cringe anytime you see a pitcher pointing at the elbow area. J.P. Wheat will toss. The Azaleas will have Hartman, Jones, and Gassetti, 4, 5, and 6, ready to swing. Wheat was one of just 2 pitchers besides tomorrow's scheduled starter, Brooks Capel, yet to throw for the Pelicans. The other man we have not yet seen is Charlie Hurley. So Wheat will throw as much as he needs. He will get the chance to stretch out in full succession. And then we will be right back here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network in 90 seconds.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We're back and J.P. Wheat is just about ready to go. If you stepped away for a moment, Yenry Rojas worked the first in just 5 pitches, got to the back half of his warm-ups to start the second, and then was lifted by the athletic training staff while pointing to his right elbow. For J.P. Wheat, it's his 3rd appearance and 2nd out of the bullpen this season. 1-0 with a 3.24 ERA. Eric Hartman leads off against the big right-hander and waves through the fastball, which was fired in at 98 miles an hour. Fastball, slider, and change for J.P. Wheat, and he can reach back and toss it with the best of them. Six walks, eight Ks for Wheat. 0-1 fouled back on a shortcut from Hartman. Wheat, 6'5", 185, originally out of Bronxville, New York. Drafted back in 2022 by the Cubs and pulled away from a Georgia Tech commitment. Nothing in two on Hartman, who's at second base for the second straight day. And he takes the first off-speed of the day for Wheat, low and outside. Based on the way Wheat has been used, it's safe to assume that he was planned to throw today behind Rojas. They've worked in tandem over their last two outings. 1-2, swing and a miss. Hartman goes flailing at the off-speed, and Wheat begins his day with a strikeout. But if he was ready to go today, he likely wasn't ready to go this early. Rojas goes just an inning, and that will put a bit more pressure on J.P. Wheat to keep the count low and stretch himself out. First right-hander Wheat sees is Colby Jones. Jones takes a called strike on the outer edge. And a few oohs and ahs from the crowd as that was 99 on the stadium gun. When Wheat's in the zone, he is tough to square up. Slider, and Jones is out in front. Great stuff for J.P. Wheat. Gone four-plus innings in both of his outings this year. Did walk five batters in four and a third in a start last time out against the Mudcats. But pounding the zone early on in the second. 0-2 on Colby Jones. And it bounces in. Fastball hits 100 on the stadium gun. Better get that foot down early. See if Wheat wants to go breaking ball off of the fastball. 1-2. He does, and a good take from Jones. Two balls, two strikes. Wheat drafted in 2022, but he had Tommy John surgery in the same year, so didn't start his pro career until last summer. 2-2, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the afternoon for J.P. Wheat. The Cubs were patient with Wheat last year. He didn't make his debut until June of 2024. Ended up with 12 starts over the season, all but two of which came with Myrtle Beach, walking 34 batters in 19 and a third. So the command's already better this season. Matt Gassetti takes ball one. Gassetti, who's split time behind the plate with Nick Montgomery, really is swinging the bat well this year, and he earns a DH chance today, as Winston Sawyer just works to get him in the lineup. 1-0 from the righty, misses low, and skitters all the way to the backstop. Hit so hard off the padding, it went bouncing back towards Wheat, who stepped out in front of the mound to hand that to the ball boy, Brad Gibbs. Gassetti, 2-0. Rojas' velo was certainly down from where he was last year, and even earlier in the season, that could have been an indicator. And then he was lifted after the first. Gassetti takes inside ball three. But any lost velo from inning number one is being made up for by Wheat. Went to Next Level Academy in Georgia. So no stranger to the area. 3-0 on the outer half. Gassetti was taking all the way. Carlos Monteverde on deck for the Azaleas. Augusta looking for their first base runner of the afternoon. And Mack takes a mighty cut on the fastball. Runs the count full. Adding to the difficulty of facing Wheat are the shadows at SRP Park. Top half of Wheat's XL frame is in the sunlight. Everything else in the shadow. 3-2. On the ground to third base. Big hop for Chris Paciola. Over to first he goes. And after an unfortunate early opportunity for J.P. Wheat, he's up to the task and goes 1-2-3 through the second.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's All-Star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at WellStar, highly rated by fans like you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Myrtle Beach and Augusta, both scoreless and hitless through two innings, and both pitchers have faced the minimum. Raven Antonio allowed a walk, a fielder's choice, and then got a pickoff to end the second. Dylan Granadillo was at bat when Paciola was picked off to end the inning, and he waves under the fastball for strike one. Raven went four innings last time out. He's been a bit more efficient in his second start of the summer. Bounce towards first base, backhanded in foul territory by Carlos Monteverde. Ended up skipping off the glove, so probably all the better for Carlos that it was foul, nothing in two. Ravens at 28 pitches, two deliveries into his third inning. And as we told you at the top, Antonio began his pro career more as a reliever than as a starter. He was liable to go multiple innings no matter what, but now adjusting to a full-time role in the rotation, Granadillo fouls the fastball between his legs. Raven, not at the top of anyone's radar when he signed out of Columbia. 0-2 to Granadillo, bounced away once more as he continues to fight. But he really jumped onto the radar in that first professional season, went 3-0 with a 1.16 ERA in the DSL en route to being named a midseason All-Star. Still nothing in two on the catcher, Granadillo. Inside with a breaking ball. Was strong last year to begin the FCL campaign, made his way up to single-A ball in the Green Jackets for the final few outings of 2024. And at just 19 years of age, that's where he starts off 25, outside 2-2. Good at bat for Granadillo to begin inning number three. He'll see a seventh pitch after falling behind nothing in two. Got Anderson Suriel and Alexi Lumpoy behind him, three straight lefties. Swing and a miss. Granadillo goes chasing the fastball. Three punch outs in two and a third without a hit allowed for Raven Antonio. As Raven continues to work on his swing and miss stuff, his abilities and his projectability continue to rise with him. Here's Anderson Suriel deep in the left-handed batter's box. He takes ball one. Looked to be a perfectly placed fastball. Not sure where John Miller had that. Lower outside. Perhaps the former. Suriel fouls it away 1-1. Anderson 2-for-33 to start the season. He's 0-for-14 this week with six strikeouts. But he's had a couple good ABs over his last two games played. 1-1. Cuts underneath the off-speed backdoor slider. And that tight breaking ball of Ravens has worked to righties and lefties alike. Outfield shallow and playing to the opposite direction a little bit. 1-2 to Suriel. Skied out to right center field. Goes against the shift a little bit, but Jake Steeles is right there. First chance for Steeles in center this week. Two up, two down in the third.
Right
Antonio will go back to the rosin bag before he takes the rubber with 2 outs. Alexi Lumpoy is the final man to face Raven Antonio. Augusta trying to make it 1-1 in the inaugural season of the Augusta Azaleas. First pitch breaking ball has Lumpoy chasing. And you fine folks at home have made this as popular a release as we have ever had here in Augusta. Nothing in one misses down low. Over 30 states have ordered merch online from the Hive Pro Shop and internationally as well. And we're sold out of just about everything pink here at the ballpark. 1-1, check swing, and without an appeal, John Miller says he went around. And Lumpoy waves him off to use his timeout. That's a close call. It goes the Azaleas' way once again. And always frustrating for a hitter when a home plate umpire doesn't even bother to check. Raven looking to retire the side in order. A big, deep breath for the righty. 1-2. Fouled away. There are a couple of new hat options in the Azalea style that are currently available for pre-order at HivePROShop.com. So if you missed out on the first wave of Azalea's merch, go take a look at those. 1-2 from Antonio, high and outside. And if you couldn't be with us tonight, but you're really craving the chance to pick up one of these phenomenal jerseys with the pink and green sleeves, there is a limited quality available for auction online at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Fastball up 3-2. Another full count for Antonio. Good fight for Lumpoy. But there will be a dozen jerseys that you can bid on online. The rest will be auctioned off today in-house. 3-2. Inside, ball 4, and Lumpoy stares down John Miller after the call. Second walk issued by Antonio. Lumpoy still not happy about the called strike 2 on the check swing. Back to the top from Myrtle Beach, Angel Cepeda began the day with a looping ground ball up the middle. Nice play was made by Eric Hartman. Antonio out of the stretch for the second consecutive frame. Misses inside with the fastball at 91. Last inning ended for Myrtle Beach on a pickoff from Antonio. Good quick feet for Raven. 1-0. In on the hands and rolled softly to Hartman again. Another chance for the second baseman. And the utility man continues to prove his worth. Hartman strong defensively in the outfield and infield. And we're on the bottom of the third. Still no score on a gorgeous Saturday at SRP.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Second inning for J.P. Wheat. This one a bit more of a traditional beginning than the last. Wheat came in after Yenry Rojas was lifted during his second inning warm-ups due to injury. So Wheat just gets the usual 6 or 7 allotted tosses before Carlos Monteverde steps into the left-handed batter's box. Lefty, then two righties at the bottom of the Azaleas order. Monteverde, Glaude, and Steels. Carlos wide from the left side, pops it up into shallow left field. Dies quickly. Paciola onto the grass. The third baseman makes the play. We saw Rojas incredibly efficient in his first inning. Wheat not quite as much so in the second. Struck out two and got a ground out. But now retires Monteverde on just one pitch. Wheat 16 pitches, 10 strikes, 2 Ks. Here's Douglas Glaude. Right on right. Glaude takes a strike on the outer half. And that's 100 on the stadium gun once again. Lot to like for J.P. Wheat. Nothing in one. Slider and Glaude, nothing but air over top of it. For all the time Wheat spent in the Cubs organization, he's still just 22 years of age. Won't be 23 until early August. Could be a quick mover. 0-2. Outside, ball one on Glaude. He's been stretched out as a starter, even today as a relief pitcher. He'll go a handful of innings. But that fastball slider, he could rock it up the system as a relief arm. Slider out, 2-2. It's all about the command for J.P. Wheat. Last year, his first season post-Tommy John surgery, so that command took a little bit to come back, but it's been better this year. Still not a plus offering, but improved. Glaude pops it up, back behind first. Cameron Cisneros into foul territory, two away in the third. Wheat and Antonio dueling, and still no hits for either offense. Jake Steels is going to try to change that for Augusta. Steels has reached base in every game he's played with Augusta since being called up. 5 games, 5 trips aboard, 3 for 15 with a few walks as well. In center field today, Steels takes low and inside with the breaking ball. Jake had one of Augusta's 3 hits yesterday. Wheat from the stretch, called strike on the outer edges. Got to get that foot down in a hurry. Steele spins the all-tan bat back towards the right shoulder blades. 1-1 all the way to the backstop. Second time we've seen Wheat hit the padding behind home plate. And again, it ricochets back out towards the mound. First base, pitcher's mound, and home plate all in shadow at SRP. Portions of right field are as well. The majority of the left half of the stadium still in the sunshine. 2-1 to Steels. Hit well down the right field line, but that will hook foul. Maybe just a bit behind the heater at 99. It's the best swing we've seen against J.P. Wheat so far. And Steels will use his timeout before the 2-2. Wheat looking to go 6 up, 6 down out of the bullpen. Steels lowers the hands a bit. 2-2 from Wheat. Swing and a miss on the slider. J.P. Wheat locked in early on. And these two pitching staffs continue to match blow for blow.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game.
12-ounce PBR and Bush Light is just $2 until last call. And you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Raven Antonio keeps rolling on the hill for the Azaleas, who are still looking for their first run over the last two nights. The Augusta Azaleas, not exactly an offensive identity, it appears. Pelicans in the middle of their order. Escobar, Espinoza, and Mathis, 2-3-4. Raven Antonio, two walks and four strikeouts. Three strikeouts, excuse me, so far in three hitless innings. Escobar lined out sharply to heel at short in his only at bat. Pops the first pitch he sees back out of play. Myrtle's been aggressive early in counts all week long, trying to ambush fastballs from the variety of green jacket arms they've seen. Escobar no different. Now he takes the 0-1 low. Infield, a significant shift against the lefty Escobar. Five left-handed hitters in the lineup for Myrtle today. Inside 2-1. Pelicans trying to make this brief road trip count. Went 2-4 here at SRP last season. 2-2 this week. On the ground, hard hit to first. Backhanded by Monteverde, and he takes it to the bag himself. One thing we've seen with Carlos over there in his first full season as a first baseman, very sure-handed with the glove, but he also loves to take the ball himself, gets his cardio in. You'll see a whole lot more three unassisted than 3-1 putouts with Monteverde taking that spot. Carlos, signed as an outfielder, has taken his talents to first. Espinoza, first pitch swinging. Monteverde bobbles it, and that would be my fault. That is the most classic of announcer's jinxes. Monteverde whiffs on the ground ball. It's an E3, and Espinoza's aboard. Wow, you can't speak anything into existence more overtly than right there. Shameful. Third straight inning with a base runner for the Pelicans. Cole Mathis struck out looking on a full count slider last time up. He's looking for redemption. Outside ball one. Slider a bit further out than the one he took for strike three, open the second. Espinoza runs well. He's 3-for-3 stealing. Not going on the 0-1. It's inside. This is the wrong part of the Pelican order to be giving free base runners out. Man at first, one out for the four hitter versus nobody aboard and two outs. A substantial difference in the potential outcomes under Cole Mathis. Antonio, the 2-0, drops it onto the outside corner. Took a little bit off. Still over at 91, though. Antonio glances over at first before coming set. Espinoza shuffles off a bit further. 2-1 offering. At the knees, a called strike two. And Mathis lolls his head from side to side, continues to dislike what John Miller is providing. That was right at the knees and well received to confirm it by Montgomery. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Hard hit back up the middle. Hartman can't make the play on that ground ball. Espinoza heads over to third. The infield defense struggling for the Azaleas. That was hard hit, but very much playable on the backhand. And Hartman, who signed as an outfielder and has been seeing a good bit of time at second base, really since opening weekend, can't make that snare. That's an E3 and an E4 on back-to-back pitches. If Hartman fields that, that's probably a double play and the inning's over. But he lifted the head before he was able to make the pick on the ground ball. And Mathis is aboard. Elvin Nina, pitching coach, out to the hill. Men at the corners, one out for Cameron Cisneros. And by virtue of some shoddy infield defense, the Pelicans are threatening with only one down. Nina gets Antonio and Montgomery on the same page. And now Cisneros prepares to step in after John Miller breaks up the conversation on the hill. Cisneros walked and was put away on a fielder's choice last time up. Got his first homer and second RBI as a pro last night. First pitch to Cisneros. Inside and a bit too far down. Colby Jones is playing where the shortstop traditionally stands, about halfway between second and third. John Heel is way up the middle. So a mammoth lead at third for Espinoza. Fastball does not get the call at the knees. 2-0 on Cisneros. We saw yesterday, can't groove one to Cameron. He went backside for the long ball last night. Antonio the 2-0. Off the inside corner, a couple close misses. Cole Mathis flinched a little bit on Antonio's delivery. Not sure if he was anticipating getting himself a pickoff chance. 3-0. Called strike on the outer edge. Took a little bit off, went to the secondary pitches. Mathis getting a short lead, but a bit of a big secondary as he tries to extend out. See if he gets put in motion. 3-1, fouled back. Manager Yovani Cuevas was the third base coach for the first half of the series. Now it's bench coach D'Angelo Jimenez who's taken over that role as the two have swapped spots. Letting Jimenez get some work over there in his second season with the Pelicans. 3-2 on Cisneros. Runner goes. Pitch is hit hard to the right side. Hartman knocks it down, keeps it on the grass, but everybody's safe. It's an infield single for Cameron Cisneros, and the Pelicans take a 1-0 lead. Early in the week, it was Myrtle Beach, whose errors and miscues led to Augusta getting some large innings. And here the Pelicans have a prime opportunity to get a big gap for Wheat to protect. Two errors and an infield single have the Birds up 1-0. And it's a pitch timer violation on Christopher Paciola. He'll start off 0-1. Paciola reached on a fielder's choice and was then picked off back in the second. Antonio the 0-1 in on the hands and punched away by Paciola. Mathis at second, Cisneros at first, neither of whom run all that well. Paciola's got solid speed. He's not the easiest man to double up, uses his timeout. Antonio, based on the situation, would covet nothing more than a ground ball and a chance to turn two. 0-2 to Paciola, too high. Raven was efficient through the first three. He's now at 65 pitches in 3 1/3. This inning has been extended by virtue of the two errors. Ball and two strikes on the Pelican third baseman. Antonio to the dish. In on the hands, floated up the middle, and it's off the glove of Heel. Runners had to hold. Jones goes to third, and the catch is made there. It was actually Hartman who made the toss. And a good recovery by Eric Hartman as he and Heel able to avoid collision in midair. But neither one was able to secure the baseball. It's a fielder's choice for Paciola. Mathis is out at third base. Nothing he could do there. 2-1, 2-out for Dylan Granadillo. Granadillo struck out swinging on an 8-pitch at bat last time. Mark that down as a 4-5 fielder's choice. First pitch from Antonio. Outside 1-0. Some movement in the bullpen for the Azaleas. Nobody throwing just yet, but Seth Keller is up and stretching. He and Raven Corona both haven't thrown yet this week. Outside, looked like it caught the corner from this vantage point, right on the edge, but John Miller says no. So the zone has been wide outside to righties, not so much to left-handers. Two balls and no strikes on Granadillo. Big open stance from the left side. Top of the zone, a called strike. An exaggerated frame from Montgomery. He had to go up, get the ball, and come back down. But it was right at the lettering, despite a semi-awkward receiving. Time is called. Looks like there was a ball on the field. Got behind home plate. Likely came from Seth Keller, who's just now getting off the mound in the bullpen. Long inning for Antonio. Might have cost him a chance to go out for the fifth. Trying to get out of the fourth first, however. Two balls and a strike on the catcher. From the stretch, swing and a miss, 2-2. Granadillo went fishing on a good two-seam. Cameron Cisneros at second has the only RBI of the game so far. Chris Paciola at first reached on a fielder's choice. 2-2 to Granadillo. Antonio trying to strand a pair. Doesn't get the call at the bottom of the zone, and now both Cisneros and Paciola will be off on the delivery. That was 94, right around the kneecaps. Not quite where it needed to be. Payoff pitch coming to Dylan Granadillo. Popped up sky high center field. Jake Steele's tracking. A lot of hang time, but he makes the catch. Two errors lead to an unearned run. The Pelicans open up the scoring here in the top of the fourth, but Antonio weasels out of further danger. 1-0 as we head to the bottom here at SRP.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
On a hit and two errors, the Pelicans take a 1-0 lead in the fourth. RBI single from Cameron Cisneros is the difference. Yesterday, Cisneros' solo homer was all Myrtle Beach needed in a 2-0 win. And once again, he gets the start, and he contributes a key RBI. The Azaleas have sent just 9 men to the plate through 3 innings. A combination of Yenry Rojas and J.P. Wheat have faced the minimum. Back to the top for John Heald. Tried to bunt, and instead he has to lunge out of the way on a fastball low and in. 98 miles an hour for Wheat, and that will bring the third baseman Paciola even with the bag. 1-0, he'll not squaring around here. Instead, he takes a strike at the knees. Wheat's gone 4-plus in both of his outings, so nowhere near concerned about his workload thus far. Off the inside corner, a called strike as Heal went backing away. Sharp slider fooled John Heal. Came close enough. Wheat ahead 1-2. Swing and a miss. Heal helicopters through the zone. J.P. Wheat's got 4 strikeouts in 2 1/3. Struck out 4 in each of his first 2 games this season. He's already hit that mark in 2 fewer innings. Here's Owen Carey, grounded out to first his last time up. Carey hitting 311 on the year, been swinging the bat well. Outside 1-0. He and the on-deck man Montgomery have not yet seen Wheat, who came in to start the second in replace of the injured Yenri Rojas. Outside 2-0. Pair of non-competitive misses against Carey, who slightly choked up from the left side, stands straight up and down, almost no bend in the knees. Pitch from Wheat, big swing, tipped it into the mitt, and he broke part of the bat. The splintering flung itself down the first base line. Fastball, even at 97, has good arm side run for J.P. Wheat. And so it snuck its way right onto the chip. And Carey has to go retrieve a new piece of lumber. Don't see a broken bat break like that at all very often. And you certainly don't see it happen on a foul ball. Wheat, a unique case on the hill. Two balls and a strike on Carey. Way at the back of the left-handed box. Fastball downstairs. Carey watching it all the way in at 99. Impressive for Wheat that he's kept the velo this deep into the ballgame. 34 pitches through 2 1/3. 3-1 to Carey. And Owen Carey will be the first Azalea's base runner of the day. One on, one out after Wheat's first walk. See what Nick Montgomery has in store. Montgomery grounded out to second on a strange play from Jose Escobar. Escobar had been playing up the middle. It was a looping line drive that fell on the infield dirt between Escobar and Cisneros. First pitch misses at 99. Right at the bottom of the zone, didn't get the call. And that's why we said coin flip umpire when discussing John Miller at the beginning of the broadcast. Montgomery 1-0, took a big swing and fouled the fastball back. On the outside corner, Montgomery was in go mode. Didn't catch it cleanly. And Dylan Granadillo was ready to pop out of the crouch. Carey had a big secondary. So something to keep an eye on if Granadillo wants to backpick. Wheat, 1-1. Inside corner, a called strike two. Those front door breaking balls, not only have they worked, the Azalea hitters have looked uncomfortable against them. He's also continuously gotten that call around the inner edge. Montgomery's got a lot of room to protect now here. 1-2. Fouled off the body. Good cut from Nick to stay alive. Tried to speed up the bat. Fastball was middle, and Montgomery just missed getting square on that one. Carey's 3 of 5 stealing. Granadillo's got a good arm behind the plate. Wheat's been decently quick to the mound as well. Another 1-2. Slider driven deep out to left field. Way back and way out of here. Can't hang a slider like that. Nick Montgomery makes Wheat pay, and the Azaleas have their first lead. It's another Tax Slayer Slade hit, Montgomery's second of the series, and he got every stitch of that baseball. 102 off the bat, 361 and counting the distance off the underside of the video board. Azaleas get the run back and then some. 2-1 Augusta, here's Eric Hartman. Seeing Wheat for the second time, takes low and in. And you think Wheat was frustrated? That's 101. He did not enjoy giving up the long ball. A frustration pitch misses. 1-0. Hartman hammers this into the right center gap. And that's going to split Lumpoy and Espinosa. It's all the way to the fence. Hartman screaming around second. And he's in with a stand-up triple. We told you in the pregame show, this is a young team, but they feed off of each other's energy so well. Montgomery and Carey, a party around the bases after Montgomery's homer. The fastball came in at 99, and Hartman was ready, 106 off the bat, and he was celebrating with the boys on the bench as soon as he touched the third base bag. Infield in for Colby Jones, three straight base runners against Wheat. Slider strike one, very similar pitch to the one Montgomery sent screaming over the wall. Outfield still deep on Jones, who struck out last time. Cuts through the breaking ball, nothing in two. Nothing in two with one out on Colby Jones. Azalea's trying to add to the 2-1 lead. Fouled away on the third straight slider. Jones fighting well. Still 0-2. Wheat retired the first seven men he faced. But since then, walk, homer, triple, trying to get back on track. Bounced up the middle, and it gets past the drawn-in infield. RBI single for Colby Jones, 3-1 Azaleas. Colby's third RBI of the season and third hit this week. Second time through the order, this Azaleas offense starting to pick up what Wheat's putting down. Granadillo and Cepeda, the catcher and shortstop, check in to talk with Wheat. Homer, triple, single for 3-4-5, and it all started with Carey's walk. Just broke the rhythm of J.P. Wheat, and Montgomery nearly broke the digital scoreboard out there. Matt Gassetti, the DH, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Jones a big lead. Fastball outside. Granadillo came up ready to backpick. We told you to keep an eye on that. But unfortunately for him, he fumbled the transfer, and there was no throw. Gassetti holds the hands low. There goes Jones. Pitches a called strike. Granadillo's throw not in time. Jones is now 8 of 10 stealing this year. He's tied with Heel for the team lead. That stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Stay safe, just like the Green Jackets do, and call Vector Security today. Azaleas with a man in scoring position. Three runs already home. Jones going to third. Pitch is inside. Granadillo bobbled the transfer, and it's not even close. Back-to-back stolen bases on back-to-back pitches. Colby's got 9 in 11 tries. And that brings the infield back in. Advantage Gassetti on the 2-1 count. Flown out to shallow right field. Jones is going to tag. Lumpoy lines it up. Colby going. The throw on target. No tag. He's safe. Just a little bit up the line. Not by much, but it gets the job done. Gassetti's got 7 ribbies in 7 games. And Azalea leading 4-1. Carlos Monteverde is the 7th hitter this inning. A 4-run fourth for the Augusta Azaleas. Monteverde takes a slider that hops out of Granadillo's mitt. Carlos popped up to third base his last time. Was ran down by Paciola in foul territory. Late on the heater, it's 1-1. Monteverde, still just 19 years of age. He's one of the youngest hitters on this roster. Third season of pro ball. Outside ball two. Carlos has been quite patient this year. 10 walks in 9 games. Wheat laboring here in his third inning. Just misses the zone right at the letters. And again, John Miller's unforgiving up top. 3 balls and a strike for Monteverde. And Wheat's nearing 30 pitches in this inning. 3-1. Fouled away just a little bit late. Carlos still got good lumber. Credit to Jones and Gassetti for manufacturing that run. A single. Jones stole second, stole third, and then Gassetti puts it just deep enough to bring the run home. Monteverde widens out against J.P. Wheat. 3-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Monteverde goes down on strikes. 2Ks bookend the inning for J.P. Wheat, but the Azaleas strike for four, led by Nick Montgomery's 2 RBI homer, and Augusta's in front, 4-1 through four frames.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Raven Antonio pitching with the lead for the first time this season. A four-run fourth for the Azaleas after Myrtle Beach broke the ice with an unearned run in the top half. Anderson Suriel begins the top of inning number five. Antonio out for the fifth for the first time this season. Jones in for the bunt. Rest of the infield in the shift. Suriel takes strike one. Seth Keller continues to toss in the pen, so Antonio's leash is going to be short here as he approaches 70 pitches. Big Baltimore chop right in front of the mound, and then it rolls out second base way. Underhand flip for Hartman, one out. Antonio's now at 73 pitches, but he does get that first out. And it's officially the second longest outing of Antonio's career. He went 6 scoreless to end his season in Down East last year. First pitch to Alexi Lumpoy is a breaking ball down low. Long gaze in to Montgomery's sign, 1-0. On the ground to the left side, Colby Jones in the shift, slices in front of heel to make the catch and the out. Back-to-back ground balls at the bottom of the order induced by Raven Antonio. Back to the top of the order. Third chance for Angel Cepeda, who has grounded out to second base twice. One more out puts Antonio in line for the win. Slider strike one. Still a long way from home here. Only in the top of the fifth. But nice to at least get through five and make yourself the pitcher of record. Cepeda out in front of the slider. Barely caught a piece. 0-2. Was a long inning for J.P. Wheat, but there's nobody up in the bullpen behind him. He's going to have to give the Pelicans everything he has after Rojas went just one inning. 0-2. Hard hit but foul above the Myrtle Beach dugout. Pelicans will head back home after tomorrow's ball game for a 6-game series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Will be the first divisional homestand of the year for Myrtle Beach, who went 1-5 at Pelicans Ballpark against the Carolina Mudcats last week. Still 0-2, Antonio kicks and deals upstairs. Keller's just about ready. This could be the last batter for Raven Antonio. Big fella out of the windup. The pitch tipped off of Montgomery. Looked like he got him just above where the shin guards stop. And so John Miller will kindly give him an opportunity to catch his breath a little bit. Walked the ball halfway out to Raven Antonio, and well, now we'll dust off home plate. Umpires and catchers, a long-standing tradition of taking care of one another. 1-2 on Cepeda. Righty on righty. Fouled away. Cepeda not one to go down without a fight. There are very few easy strikeouts anywhere in professional baseball, but especially with this Pelican order. They make you work for each one. Antonio shakes twice. Now gets what he likes with one on the clock. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That was the right decision there. Antonio pumps his fist. 5 innings with no earned runs allowed. And the Green Jackets, as the Azaleas, lead 4-1 halfway through the ballgame.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom five here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth. Wes Cooper, our producer. Everybody making this happen. This broadcast brought to you in part by Coca-Cola and Textron. Few clouds rolling in on this Saturday evening, but still plenty of blue out beyond the clubhouse apartment building in left. And sunny smiles inside the Azalea dugout. Douglas Glaude leading off the bottom of the fifth. Takes ball one downstairs. Augusta 4 runs on 3 hits in that fourth inning. A walk began the fray against J.P. Wheat, who's back out for his fourth inning of relief. Misses outside 2-0. Carey worked a 5-pitch walk. Nick Montgomery a 2-strike homer. 2-run shot that gave Augusta the lead. Eric Hartman a triple. Jones an RBI single. And he came around on a sac fly. Inside 3-0. Almost sounded like it caught a piece of Glaude from up here. But Douglas not arguing that it did. 3-0 on the Azalea's 8-hitter. Jake Steele's on deck. And now there's a little bit of action in the Pelican bullpen. A 4-pitch walk. Nothing all that close. And Douglas Glaude is on to start off inning number 5. Second walk for J.P. Wheat. If you joined us late, the original starter was Yenry Rojas, who got 3 outs on 5 pitches, 5 strikes in the first. A lot of change-ups. The velo was down, and he was lifted by the athletic training staff before he finished his warm-ups at the start of the second. It's been Wheat ever since. Here's Jake Steeles. Steeles takes a called strike. In at 97. Wheat has been up to 101 today, but he sat 97-99. Still very uncomfortable. 0-1 slider, steals, slams it out to center field, but Leonel Espinoza, with just 2 steps to his left, puts away his fellow center fielder.
For the Azaleas,
One on, one out in the bottom of the fifth. The Azaleas, these jerseys that'll be auctioned off post-game and during this game, trying to send them off with a W. The in-house auction ends at the culmination of the sixth inning, but those options online will still run post-game. First pitch to John Heal. Bounced up the middle. Could be two. Cepeda steps on the bag himself. High throw. John Heal was tagged out on a good play by Cisneros. The leadoff walk is erased by the double play. Pelicans continue to work at turning two. Good bounce back inning for Wheat. But Augusta's in front 4-1.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
We have a Georgia 811 call to the bullpen. Make sure you call 811 before you dig to avoid any nasty mishaps. Great day for Raven Antonio. Five innings, one hit, just one unearned run, two walks and four Ks. And he flips the ball over to Seth Keller in his second appearance of the season. An inning and a third against Hickory. He took the loss, three hits, three walks, and four runs. Third season with Augusta for Keller. Jose Escobar misses upstairs. Fastball came in at 91. Been a long time since Seth has thrown at SRP. 1-0 to Escobar, too far inside. Keller placed on the injured list after the first road trip of 2024 and did not return for the rest of the season. Had a little bit of a setback in midsummer and spent the entirety of 2024 with the complex. Misses inside with the off-speed. Begins 3-0 on Escobar. Pelicans looking to claw back into this one. See if they can take advantage of the bullpen. Keller's 3-0. Misses. Ball four. A four-pitch walk to start the day for Seth Keller. Drafted back in 2022, Keller's got a lot of baseball experience at the professional level, but he's still just 20 years of age. Won't be 21 until May. Was on the young end of high school eligibility in the 2022 class. Fastball on the ground to third off the bat of Escobar to second for one. Hartman to first. The stretch from Monteverde in time. Right around the horn, a 5-4-3 double play. All it takes is one pitch to get yourself two outs, and Seth Keller does exactly that. Here's Cole Mathis. Now, Keller, 3 or 4 years younger than some of the folks that are in their first professional season. Doesn't quite have the velocity that he did when he first came out of high school, but still works well from the right side. Mathis takes inside 1-0. One of the notable things with Keller in 2025, it feels like the delivery just doesn't have the same level of effort to it that it took pre-injury. Slider for a strike. Mathis was non-committal, 1-1. It was a very violent delivery for Seth Keller. He looked like he was trying to throw every pitch 105 miles an hour. Things a bit more natural here. 1-1 is fouled away by Cole Mathis. Heater came in at 91. Good sink towards the hands. Keller was a starter primarily in 2023, which he spent all of with Augusta. Lefty tossing in the pen for Myrtle Beach. Looks like Cole Reynolds is up. Would be his second appearance of the series. Ball and two strikes on Mathis. Target at the knees from the stretch. Fouled away. Off speed in on the hands. That looked like it might have been the split change that Seth Keller tosses. Fading in on the right-hand side. Mathis still fighting with two outs in the sixth. Cues it right back up the chute. Hartman charging across the bag. And a good infield inning for the Azaleas. Double play and a ground out to second. 1-2-3 in Seth Keller's home debut in 2025.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back to the bullpen for Myrtle Beach. Cole Reynolds, the 22-year-old lefty out of UNC Charlotte, takes the ball, replacing J.P. Wheat. Wheat, four innings, three hits, two walks, and four runs. He also struck out five. Fourth appearance of the season for Cole Reynolds. He last threw just a couple days ago in the series opener on Tuesday. Went two innings, gave up three runs on three hits and three walks, taking the loss. So Reynolds is 1-1. Seven innings, eight strikeouts, seven walks. He's also hit three batters. Count is 0-1 on Owen Carey, who gets with a hit with an automatic pitch timer violation. That's the second time today for him. Left on left for Carey. Slider misses outside. Carey has walked and grounded out, scored the first run of the game for Augusta on the two-run homer for Nick Montgomery. Fastball off the outside corner, two balls and a strike. Carey this year against left-handed pitching is 4-for-9 with a couple of walks. Augusta has hit lefties better than righties this year. 2-1, perfectly placed on the outer edges. Looked like the sinker almost, ran back to the corner. Reynolds fastball, sinker, cutter, slider, and changeup. A whole infinity gauntlet of an arsenal. 2-2 to Carey. Spun down the third base line. Winston Sawyer knocks it down in the coach's box that way. Not a clean play, but kept it close. Isaiah Drake and Luis Sanchez fighting for it in the dugout. A team that's just having a lot more fun this year than last season. Another 2-2. On the ground to the right side, Escobar, backhand, a long throw. Got him. Great play by Jose Escobar. Had to toss across his body, and credit to Cisneros for the stretch as well. brings up Nick Montgomery. Last time up, a two-run homer that opened up the scoring for the Azaleas. Reynolds originally out of Dover, Delaware. Caravelle High School product. Went to Elon first and then Charlotte. Misses low to Montgomery, 1-0. He was an undrafted free agent this offseason. Second appearance of the week against Augusta, 1-0 to Montgomery, inside corner. Azaleas would love to keep tacking on. They saw what happened on Thursday, tied the game with a sixth run, but then gave up five in the eighth. Only scored in one possible inning. Montgomery slices this out to left field, and that drops in front of Suriel, who then stumbled getting to the baseball. Good recovery for Anderson Suriel, holds Montgomery at first. Multi-hit day for the 19-year-old catcher. Slightly out in front of the changeup, but strong enough to still yank it into left for a knock. It's Montgomery's first professional multi-hit day. And after a bit of a slow start, the young catcher getting more comfortable this series. One on, one out for Eric Hartman. First pitch hacking, he pops it out of play. Montgomery's already raised his average 47 points today by going 2-for-3. When you have small sample sizes, feels like just one good day can get you back on track. Reynolds two looks over at first, comes to the plate. Slider bounced to the right side, and it's past the reach of Escobar. Montgomery stops at second. A big bouncer for Hartman. Got it over Cisneros' head, and despite Escobar's best efforts, back-to-back batters have reached on the single for the Azaleas. Two-hit day for Eric Hartman. First multi-hit day since opening weekend for Hartman. Had a great first three games and now swinging well today. Four runs on five hits for the Azaleas and counting. Colby Jones, the third baseman, hitting for the third time, takes ball one against Reynolds. Jones, an RBI single last time up. He then promptly stole both second and third and came home on a sac fly. Montgomery held on by Escobar, the 1-0 off the outside corner. Feels like the Jackets have just seen Reynolds very well so far this week. Two and a third innings now, five hits, three walks. Three runs in the previous outing for the lefty. Jones awaits the 2-0. Reynolds offers it up inside. A walk loads the bases for Matt Cassetti, who had the sac fly last time up. See if Colby has the green light here. Hartman at first, Montgomery at second. Big lead both spots. 3-0 from Reynolds. Strike one. Colby taking all the way. Jones has been a great hitter up and down the lineup, but he's not a true old-school power threat, so no need to have him swinging for the fences on 3-0 and risk an unproductive pop-up. 3-1 now from Reynolds. Inside ball four. High and tight to load the bases. Three straight base runners against Reynolds. A rude greeting on the finale of Augusta Azaleas weekend. And we told you right at the beginning, the crowd was filing in slowly. Even as we got to first pitch, it felt like the stadium was still filling up. And it's close to sold out once again. Augusta has had four sellouts in its first eight ball games, including an absurd 56-49 last night for a ballpark that's supposed to hold 5,000. And that's counting standing room only. So we were packed wall to wall. Everybody. Let that be your invitation. Make it a Green Jackets game night. Two-week road trip coming up, but the Green Jackets have 57 more home games this season after tomorrow. Whole lot of player families have been in attendance this week and this weekend especially. But this team is young. This team is fun. They're having fun. And the ballpark's been a great atmosphere already. Definitely one to check out. Here's Matt Gassetti after the lengthy meeting at the mound. It's a called strike for Reynolds, 0-1. Drop to the inside corner at 86 on the changeup. Changeup has landed for Reynolds so far. 0-1 on the Azalea DH. Fouled back. Big swing from Gassetti. Reynolds got away with one. That was a fastball right down the chute. Can't imagine he'll go back to that. Two singles and a walk have the bags full with one down. Corners in, middle back. Reynolds from the belt. In the dirt, smothered by Granadillo. Good take on the change. Nick Montgomery started off the inning with a single to left. Eric Hartman bounced one over Cisneros' head at first. And then Jones, a five-pitch walk. Reynolds still ahead, 1-2. Outside to even the count. Gassetti watching it all the way in and read it off the outside corner. Trying to sink it away from the bat. Middle of the infield looking to turn two. The corners will likely come home on a ground ball. Two balls and two strikes on Gassetti. High and away, ball three. A lunging stop by Granadillo. Nowhere to put Matt Gassetti. Reynolds has to stand and deliver here. Overthrew the fastball and nearly sent it to the backstop. Here comes the 3-2. Fouled away. Gassetti will force another offering from Reynolds. Carlos Monteverde is on deck. Jackets would love to get at least one in as Monteverde has struggled with left-handed pitching. Reynolds coming to the plate. Driven well out to left field. Way back there. Suriel looking up. Grand slam, Gassetti. First Augusta homer for Matt Gassetti. And the Bama product unloads on the heater. 8-1 Augusta. It's another Tax Slayer Slade hit. Third one of the week. Fifth one of the season. 8-1 Azaleas. Ball stayed up. Mac was ready for it. Here is Monteverde. Takes ball one. Reynolds had to offer something up. Couldn't afford the walk with the bases loaded. Looked like he went for the sinker. And it didn't do much sinking. 1-0 to Monteverde. Big swing fouled back. Carlos was looking to match what Gassetti did to the other side. Matt Cassetti's now got 5 RBIs in this game. He's just going to force Winston Sawyer's hand. He's going to keep putting him in the lineup one way or another. Monteverde takes a called strike. Great moment for Matt Gassetti as well. 1-2 to Monteverde. Slider rifled to the right side. Base hit. The line keeps moving. Monteverde's got his first hit off of a lefty this season. 5 straight men have reached. It was Gassetti's first professional home run. And a grand slam in these Azalea uniforms. What a chance for Gassetti. It's still Reynolds out there. The Azaleas teeing off. Here's Douglas Glaude. Reynolds to the dish. Misses outside. Rojas being lifted due to injury after one inning has really hamstrung this bullpen for the rest of the weekend. 1-0 off the inside corner. Wheat did his best to give some length. He was the planned piggyback arm. Went three plus innings, but gave up four in the fourth. Fastball out 3-0 on Glad. And Reynolds is now at 29 pitches, just 15 strikes. He's given up four hits and a walk. And now the Pelicans will put somebody up in the bullpen. 3-0 to Glad. Inside corner, strike one. Trying to figure out who's tossing. Looks like it might be Yoendry Gonzalez. 3-1 outside, and Glad works the walk. Back-to-back innings with a walk for Douglas Glad. Six straight base runners. Glad tosses off all the defensive gear, adjusts the pink arm sleeve. He's one of many players for the Azaleas who is fully bought into the alternate identity. We've seen pink gloves, arm sleeves, batting gloves, cleats, sweatbands, wrist tape. Anything pink you can imagine has been on display. Jake Steele's eighth man to bat in this inning. Reynolds from the stretch. And Steele's hammers it foul. Just a bit behind on 92, up and in. A long gaze in for Cole Reynolds. 0-1. Tipped into the mitt by Steele's, nothing in two. Yoendry Gonzalez continues to throw and throw in a hurry. Because Reynolds is up over 30 pitches, and very rarely do you see a minor league arm go more than 30 in one inning. 0-2 to Steels. Hit well out to left center field. That's in the gap, and that falls for a base hit. Monteverde got a late jump. He stops at third, and the bases are loaded. Steels has hits in all three games he's played this series. 0-1 Carey led off the inning with a ground out to second base on a great play from Jose Escobar. Since then, every single hitter has reached for the Azaleas. Loaded the bases, hit a grand slam, and they've loaded them again, which means Yovani Cuevas is out to take the ball for Cole Reynolds. A nightmare of a sixth inning for Reynolds in his second appearance of the week. And the Pelicans go back to the pen. We'll be back here in 90 seconds on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Azaleas Day off to a ferocious start.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yoendry Gonzalez out for his second appearance of the week. Gonzalez most recently threw on Tuesday. Worked a scoreless 1-2-3-8 in a mop-up role. And he'll have to do more than mop-up here as John Heal is the ninth man to bat in this inning. Bases loaded. Just one out. 8-1 Azaleas. First pitch to Heel. Softly hit to the right side. That's going to score a run. It's a race to the base. And out is the call. Cisneros got there just ahead of Heel. The Azaleas have batted around for the first time this season. Monteverde scores. Heel gets his 8th RBI of the year. And here's Owen Carey, who started the inning with a ground out. Line is still not done for Cole Reynolds. 5 hits and 2 walks in a third of an inning. All 5 runs in this frame have been charged to the Delaware native. 2nd and 3rd, 2 down. Gonzalez trying to stop the bleeding. It's a called strike on Carey, who looked like he was taking all the way. Fastball, curveball, changeup for Yoendris Gonzalez. Signed out of Guaymero, Cuba, back in 2022. Good speed at 2nd, and Jake Steele's on a ball to the outfield. Carey thumps it out of play, nothing in 2. When the offense is hot, and it is contagious for this Augusta team. Just have to see somebody break through the ice, and Augusta just starts passing that baton. 0-2, outside with the change, good take from Carey. It's Gonzalez's 4th appearance of the year. He struck out 5 in 4 and a third. 3rd pro season for him. Ahead on Carey, 1-2. Pulled to the right side, Escobar makes the play, and for the 2nd time this inning, Owen Carey grounds out. But not before the Azaleas strike for 5 runs, led by Matt Gassetti's 1st pro homer, a thumping grand slam. It's 9-1 Azaleas.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Second inning of action for Seth Keller, and the lead has ballooned to 8 since he last threw a pitch. 5-run 6 for the Augusta Azaleas. And now Cameron Cisneros leads off the top of the 7th. It'll be 5-6-7 for the Pelicans. Cisneros has walked and has an RBI single. Only hit of the day for Myrtle Beach so far. Called strike, nothing, and 1 on the first baseman, who's yet to be retired. Infield pull heavy shift. The Pelicans have been just utterly deflated. Downstairs, evening the count. Meanwhile, the crowd even more into it than they previously were. 9 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Augusta. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors for Myrtle Beach. Big swing from Cisneros. He's underneath the fastball, 1-2. uncertain where Keller is in terms of how stretched out he's been. Called up due to injuries last week in Hickory. So he was in extended spring training. Change up out 2-2. Keller threw 40 pitches in that ball game. He's only at 14 so far in his second inning. 2-2 roped right at Monteverde. Snares it at knee level. Cisneros hard hit ball. But just the wrong location for him. Leadoff man put away by Keller. After he walked the first batter he faced, he's put up four outs on the next three hitters. In steps Chris Paciola from the right side. Keller misses out 1-0. Paciola's reached on two different fielder's choices. He's also been picked up and picked off. That was by Raven Antonio, who sits in line for the win. Called strike 1-1. Would be a great chance for Antonio. Be his first win as a Green Jacket in 2025. He's a career 4-2 across three levels, but 1-2 stateside. Slider pulled past the third base coaching box, a ball and a strike. Dylan Granadillo waiting on deck. A win today for Augusta guarantees that they would at minimum split the six-game series in this, the only trip to SRP Park for the Pelicans. Keller's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Paciola late on the fastball. And the Virginia native gets his first strikeout of the day. Five batters, five outs for Seth Keller in his home debut in 2025. Dylan Granadillo's 0-2. He steps in from the left side. Tomorrow, Brooks Capel gets the ball for Myrtle Beach against Luis Arestigueta, who will be piggybacked by Samuel Mejia. We'll likely see Charlie Hurley tossing for Myrtle Beach behind their starter. Granadillo takes outside 1-0. Jackets have not seen Brooks Capel before. It'll be his third start of the year. He's pitched to contact well. Nine innings, three runs allowed. A grunt for Keller on the breaking ball, and he centers it up. 1-1. Two big innings, the difference for Augusta right now. A four-run fourth and a five-run sixth. Granadillo takes strike two on the inside corner. Nothing but takes so far. As Keller swapping changeup and slider at will, it feels like. Went to the change there for strike two. And time is called. Keller's forced to step off as the reset is called by home plate umpire John Miller. Keller was trying to go quickly. Seth looking for a 1-2-3 seventh. The pitch, low and inside. Overthrew it just a shade. Yesterday, great pitching for the Green Jackets, but they came up short when they were shut out. Now the pitching's caught the benefit of a big offensive day. Inside, ball three. Right around the body on Granadillo. Count goes to 3-2. Scoreboard frozen and looking to get right back to where the count is. 3-2 pitch, swing, and a miss. Big, long cut for Granadillo. He hit Montgomery in the helmet on the backswing, but he did not hit that baseball. Back-to-back strikeouts in the seventh. We're on to the stretch on a beautiful Saturday at SRP, and it's just as beautiful on that scoreboard.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball
to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
First full inning of relief for Yoendries Gonzalez. Got the last two outs of inning number six to stop the bleeding after Azaleas put up five runs in total, all against the previous reliever, Cole Reynolds. Montgomery, Hartman, and Jones, 3-4-5. The middle of the order has been rocking the baseball all over the yard tonight. Raven Corona's tossing in the pen for the Azaleas. First pitch called strike on a tight breaking ball from Gonzalez. Montgomery 2-for-3. Had a two-run homer in the fourth, gave Augusta the lead. A lead they have not yet relinquished. Slider spun into left field. How about your first three-hit day for Nick Montgomery? Breaking out in a big way under the Saturday night lights. Into the dusk time in North Augusta. Closing in on 8 o'clock. Not quite the expedience of yesterday's ball game, but the Azaleas will certainly make that trade. And don't exactly see a rush for the exits from any of these fans either. Eric Hartman nubs it softly to third base. Could be two. Paciola spins to second, and that's the only play he'll get. Off the end of the bat, a little cue shot from Hartman. He reaches on the fielder's choice. Pelicans get an out. Augusta gets a faster runner at first base. Colby Jones has singled, walked, two runs and two steals on the day. Nine runs on nine hits, four walks for Augusta. Jones will reset things and step in. And credit to the Azaleas, the offense, when it has flustered this season, it's been a struggle with runners in scoring position. Jones takes a called strike, nothing and one. Augusta is 3-for-5 with men in scoring position today. And one of those two outs was the RBI grounder from John Heal. So even that brought a run home. Short lead for Hartman. Jones drives it into right field on a line, and it falls in front of Lumpoy. Ricochets off his body and rolls into right center. Jones sprinting into second. He's got two bags, and there's a pair of men in scoring position with one out. Lumpoy looked like he couldn't decide whether to lay out or not. Pulled up at the last second, and it short hopped off of his thigh and kicked out into right center field, enabling Jones to head out to second base. Hartman was going to go first to third anyway. That brings the infield in for Myrtle Beach as Yoendries Gonzalez tries to solve Matt Gassetti. Gassetti takes a breaking ball inside 1-0. Mac 1-for-2. That one, the biggest swing of Matt Gassetti's career. A high arcing grand slam for his first pro homer. Gonzalez fires in the breaking ball. Gassetti taps it away. Jones got the two bagger. That's a double for dollars brought to you by M. Austin Jackson, attorney at law for every Green Jackets double at home this season. M. Austin Jackson donates $100 to the local Boys and Girls Club. 1-1. Gassetti broken bat to the left side. It's off the glove of Cepeda. Everybody's safe. Hartman held at third, couldn't decide whether Paciola or Cepeda would get it. Cepeda ended up cutting in front of Paciola. It probably should have been the third baseman's ball, and Cepeda pays the price. That's likely an E6 on Angel Cepeda. Bags full for the third time in the last two innings. Here's Carlos Monteverde. Big cut underneath it, nothing in one. For Cepeda, it's his third error of the season. All three have come at shortstop. Nothing in one on Monteverde. Just off the outside corner, a good miss for the right-hander. Rest of the scores around the Carolina League. The Mudcats beat the Delmarva Shorebirds 5-2. Carolina is now 12-2 in their first 14 games. 1-1 misses outside. Monteverde back ahead. Charleston leading Hickory 3-0 in the top of the eighth. That was a crazy finale yesterday. The Hickory Crawdads threw their second no-hitter of the year, but lost. Monteverde skies this one out of play 2-2. Hickory got a combined no-hitter from Melina Valverde and Jake Jekyllik, but an unearned run in the eighth gave Charleston the win. Lynchburg up 4-1 on Salem. Kannapolis up 5-3 on Columbia. 2-2 to Monteverde. Called strike three, outside corner. Good backdoor slider. It's the first strikeout of the day for Yoendries Gonzalez. Two down. Columbia currently sits in sole possession of first place in the South at 8-5. Kannapolis trying to get back up to 500. They'll see Myrtle Beach next week before hosting the Green Jackets 2 weeks from now. And the only other game in action, Fredericksburg up on Fayetteville early. Here's Douglas Glaude. Bags full, two outs. Glaude takes a slider inside. A lot of arm side breaking balls for Yoendries Gonzalez. Was able to backdoor on the lefty Monteverde. That one nearly caught a piece of Glaude, who's 0-for-1 with two walks. Glaude takes low, 2-0. Douglas wouldn't mind a walk here. With the bases loaded, it would be his first single A RBI. 20-year-old out of Venezuela in his fourth professional season. 2-0 from Gonzalez, ball three. Douglas has had great patience. He's been swinging the bat well this week, although he's still looking for that so difficult to find first hit. Three balls and no strikes on Glaude. He takes down the center. If Glaude gets another one like that, he might end up denting a window or two. Massive power when he taps into it. Still ahead, three balls and a strike. Gonzalez from the stretch. Driven well out to right center field. Espinoza in the gap. He makes the catch. It's another hard hit out for Douglas Glaude. And Gonzalez leaves the bases loaded. Augusta threatens but cannot add to the total. Raven Corona coming on for the eighth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Seth Keller goes two hitless innings with a pair of strikeouts and hands the ball off to Raven Corona. Corona making his fourth appearance of the year, 3 1/3. 4 runs, but just one of them earned. 3 strikeouts and 3 walks. Last through on Sunday, April 13th against Hickory, so he's rested. And it begins with Anderson Suriel from the left side. 8-9-1 for Myrtle Beach, trailing 9-1 in the eighth. Suriel, first pitch swinging, and he guides it into right field for a leadoff knock. Ends an 0-for-16 week for Anderson Suriel. He's now 3-for-36 on the year. The in-person auction for these Azalea jerseys has now concluded. It came to a close right at the top of the seventh. But you at home can still bid on the dozen jerseys available online at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Alexi Lumpoy gets fooled on a first pitch breaking ball. Lumpoy a walk and a ground out to third. Third being a relative term. Corona spins in the off-speed, nothing in two. It was a 5-3 put out in the books, but Colby Jones in that shift was at the shortstop spot. It might as well have been a 6-3. Nothing in two on Alexi Lumpoy. He'll use his timeout. There are a handful of those jerseys still available online, including the number one uniform belonging to Luis Sanchez. And Nick Montgomery's number 11, he who hit the two-run homer early in the day. 0-2 from Corona. Slider too far low. Montgomery with a nice block. All those jerseys are autographed and game-worn when you bid on them. And proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House of Augusta. So if you've got the opportunity and you want a piece of Green Jackets lore, these first Azalea jerseys, a good opportunity. Lumpoy fights away the slider. The Azaleas gone after tonight for 2025. As good as they look and as popular as they are, can't imagine they'll say goodbye forever. Corona's 1-2, swing and a miss. Lumpoy on the first fastball he sees goes chasing at the eye line. One on, one out for Angel Cepeda. The hit to begin the inning for Suriel was the first hit since the fourth for Myrtle Beach and only the second one in total. The other one, the RBI single from Cameron Cisneros. Cepeda 0-for-3, takes a slider for strike one. Rabin's been feeling good about that breaking ball today. Short lead for Suriel in a 9-1 ball game. Slider poked down the right field line out of play. That breaking ball hung a little bit, but Cepeda just fights it off. Jackets will put Luis Arestegueta on the hill tomorrow. Got a no decision against Hickory last Sunday. 2 runs, 5 hits in 4 innings. Nothing in 2 to Cepeda. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs for Raben Corona. And he's had the same formula on them both. Begun with the breaking ball, gotten ahead, and then pitched backwards, culminating in a fastball for strike 3. 2 down, man at first, it's Jose Escobar trying to get aboard for the second time. But time is called. And here comes the triumvirate you never want to see. Manager Winston Sawyer, pitching coach Elvin Nina, and athletic trainer Dan Gardner saw something that they didn't like. And we have seen far too much of both teams' athletic trainers on the mound this evening. Corona waves away the coaching staff. Very clearly saw something with Corona they did not appreciate. From up here, we couldn't pinpoint what it was. Elvin Nina, so protective of his pitching staff, and understandably so. There's a reason all of his arms would go to war for him. But the two coaches and the trainers back in the dugout, Corona says he's all right, and here's Jose Escobar. First pitch slider just off the outer edge. Escobar, a line out, a ground out, and a walk. If we get any update on what it was about Corona, we'll let you know. But as long as he's throwing strikes and doing so like he did just there, not of the highest level of concern at the moment. Corona generally anywhere from 93-96. He's been 93-94 tonight. 1-1 to Escobar. Runner goes. Slider is looped into left field. Glad charging on it. Falls in front of him. The runner was off on the pitch, which means Suriel cruises into third without a play. Two hits in the inning for Escobar and Suriel. Puts men at the corners as the Pelicans. There we go. Putting up a threat and a chance to get on the board for the first time since the fourth. Speaking of the Penguins, we were trying to translate into the Atlanta Braves affiliate scoreboard, the Rome Emperors, who had the big Penguin-centric rebrand last year, tied 4-4 with the Asheville Tourists in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Leonel Espinoza misses in the dirt. Didier Fuentes was phenomenal last night. Adam Meyer got the start today. 6 strikeouts in 3 innings, but also gave up 4 runs. That's just a team full of 24 green jackets. Espinoza late on the fastball, 1-1. Wilver Dung's got an RBI single. Pat Cloizzi, a couple stolen bases. Players that made a big impact on Augusta's lineup last year, finding a role with the Emperors. Corona the 1-1. Slider popped up. Right side of the infield, Hartman into the outfield grass, and we'll do the rest of the scoreboard when we get back. Azalea's 9, Pelicans 1 as Corona strands a pair.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Something is going on tonight at SRP Park. We're back for the bottom of the eighth. Time is called. Yoendris Gonzalez doubled over in pain after his last warm-up pitch. It's the third injury-related stoppage we've had so far this ballgame. Starter Yenry Rojas was lifted after one inning, pointing to his right elbow. And now Yoendris Gonzalez is down. It's a lower body issue. Looks like he's gesturing to the left side of his lower half. But he was in obvious pain. And it was him and the position players that waved out Yovani Cuevas and Tanner Costin. Pelicans dropping like flies. And you hate to see that at any juncture, but especially this early in the season. It's a long conversation with Gonzalez as he tries to walk around and see if he can get himself into throwing shape, but Yovani Cuevas just pointed down to the dugout. And down towards the bullpen goes field umpire Alan Bryan. Gonzalez is going to walk off. An inning and two-thirds, He gives up two hits, strikes out one. And now Myrtle Beach has to go to another reliever. It looks like Braden Spears is coming out. And a bit of a surprise, honestly, at this point felt like you were going to see a position player pitch. Eight-run game, bottom of the eighth. Braden Spears threw two nights ago in the Myrtle Beach win 11-6. He got the win in that ball game. Went two innings, one hit, two strikeouts, and a walk. We'll finish the affiliate scoreboard for both organizations involved tonight. Double A Columbus, the Clingstones, still in their first homestand as an organization. They trail Pensacola 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitcher's duel there, John Carlos Lara being slightly outbid today by Dax Fulton of Pensacola. Two well-regarded young arms going toe-to-toe. Craig Kimbrell threw a scoreless eighth. He continues to look game-ready. He'll likely get pushed up to Gwinnett next week rather than directly to Atlanta, you believe at least. Gwinnett's at 9-9 on the season. A win today gets them above 500, and they currently lead the Iron Pigs of Lehigh Valley 6-3 in the top of the eighth. Hurston Waldrop got the start, gave up three runs in five innings, and is in line for the win. Up at the big league squad, just now getting going for Atlanta. And it's 1-1 in the bottom of the third as they host the Minnesota Twins. Simeon Woods Richardson's on the hill for Minnesota. Chris Sales looking for his first win of the year. He's given up one run in six strikeouts in three innings. And as we speak, Atlanta just took a 2-1 lead on Matt Olson's RBI single. Myrtle Beach used to be a Braves affiliate. Now they're with the Chicago Cubs, and they've done a great job of building up that relationship since they first joined the Cubbies organization. For Chicago's group of affiliates, two teams have gone final. The South Bend Cubs lost in extras to the Western Michigan Whitecaps 10-9. South Bend's now at 4-10 on the year. Just couldn't hold tight down the stretch. Old Pelicans farmhand Annie Gariola went 3-for-5 with a home run. Gariola terrorized the Green Jackets last year. And AAA Iowa won 1-0 over St. Paul. They've been hammering against the Saints this year. Good win for Chris Flexen on the hill. AA Knoxville, the only team not yet final for the Cubs. They're trailing Chattanooga 2-0 in the fifth. And then back up at the big league ball club, the Cubs won today 6-2 as they continue to face the Arizona Diamondbacks. Spears seems to be just about ready. He's at least close. Jake Steeles will step in to begin the bottom of the eighth. Spears in his first season of affiliated ball. They had Steeles walking up to Baby Shark. That's where we're at in the ball game right now. 9-1 your score for the Azaleas. First pitch for Braden Spears is bounced back up the middle. And Jake Steeles has his first multi-hit day with Augusta this season. Steeles has reached base safely in all six games he's played. He's got hits in the last four. A 2-for-4 day at the bottom of the order. You'll get days like this, you'll get days like yesterday, and sometimes they happen one after the other. Such is the life of single-A baseball with an offense as young as Augusta's. But 11 hits after just three last night. Back to the top of the order for John Heal, only man yet to reach base today. And time is called. Pitch timer violation on Spears. So it's ball one against John Heal. Heal's 0-for-4 with an RBI. Had an RBI ground out against Yoendris Gonzalez last time up. Ahead 1-0 after the timer violation. He bounces it to the third base side. Paciola to second for one. Over to first. Double play. Second double play Heel has hit into today. The ground balls continue to be the lion's share of his results. Takes away, steals his leadoff single. Two batters, two outs for Braden Spears. Here's Owen Carey, 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. He grounded out to second base twice in the sixth inning. Called strike on the outer half. Myrtle Beach will have Mathis, Cisneros, and Paciola, 4-5-6 in the ninth inning against Raven Corona. 0-1 to Carey. Half-hearted swing, couldn't stop the bat. Great changeup for Spears. One of his best pitches so far this week in either appearance. No balls and two strikes on Owen Carey. Outside, takes the first miss of the at-bat. Carey looking for hit number one on the day. Owen is 4-for-14 this week with a pair of walks. Spears the 1-2. Bounces in, and that caught the forearm of the catcher, Dylan Granadillo. Everybody taking a beating. John Miller will give Granadillo a little bit of time. Extends the same olive branch that he did to Nick Montgomery when he wore one on some bear skin. 2-2. Spears against Carey. Fouled back by the 18-year-old lefty. We will get a sixth pitch in Owen Carey's at bat. Trying to extend this eighth inning. Here comes Spears. Inside, check swing, appeal to first, and Alan Bryan says Carey went around. Carey tosses the bat away in disgust. Fans don't like it, but they haven't had much to complain about tonight. Azalea's lead 9-1, three outs away from sending these jerseys off with a W.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Raven Corona looking to wrap up Azalea's weekend with a W. Augusta out in front, 9-1. Two mammoth innings for the offense was all it took. Four runs in the fourth, five runs in the sixth have the Azaleas three outs away from a very happy victory Saturday. And we will roll on into the postgame fireworks show after the conclusion. Cole Mathis leading off the top of the ninth, 0-for-3. After hitting safely in every game he played in so far this week. First pitch from Raven Corona is a slider a bit below the zone. 9 runs on 11 hits for the Azaleas. 1 run on 3 hits for Myrtle Beach. Just a great day at the yard all the way around. Corona gets a soft liner. Nice leaping catch on the mound for Corona on a hop, and he fields his position beautifully. Raben Corona trying to prove that pitchers are in fact athletes and makes a nice leaping grab as Mathis likely ends his day 0 for 4. Leadoff put away by Raben Corona, who gave up two hits but did not allow a run to come across in his first inning. Now it's Cameron Cisneros, who's got the only RBI of the day for Myrtle. Series finale tomorrow, the Pelicans will try to avoid back-to-back seasons with a losing record at SRP Park against Luis Arestegueta. High fly ball out to center field. Jake Steeles is back in front of the warning track. Two outs in the ninth. And the crowd starting to feel it. Chris Paciola is the final hurdle for Raben Corona to overcome. Paciola's 0 for 3, two fielder's choices and a strikeout. First pitch from Raben, top of the zone, a called strike one. Haven't seen that called a strike very much tonight, but it's right at the lettering on the gray jersey. Jackets will be back, likely in the whites tomorrow. 0-1 slider inside. And then on the road trip, we'll see a mix of the gray road uniforms and the green alternate jerseys over the course of 12 games. Didn't see much of the grays in Hickory after the team got no hit wearing them on Tuesday. 1-1 to Paciola, fouled away. Seems like we'll see some certainly interesting uniform combinations in Delmarva. They always have a weekly Maryland Pride night. Believe that's on Thirsty Thursday, so they'll wear the Maryland flag uniforms. Star Wars jerseys incoming over the weekend. 1-2 evens the count on a high fastball. Shorebirds, longtime affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. First time Augusta sees them in a couple seasons. 2-2 on Paciola. Ball three. Just missed. Crowd wanted it. They were ready to go. Couple fans clamoring for the fireworks. They've got to see at least one more pitch first. Corona against Paciola. Full count in the ninth. Fly ball out to center. Jake Steele's drifting back. And that will do it. The Augusta Azaleas pick up their first W and send these jerseys off and the fans that came with them oh so happily. We'll head right on into the Easy Go post-game show because this certainly was a fun day at the yard. Good crowd, engaged crowd, and a 9-1 win for Augusta's third victory in the last five nights. 9-1 will be your final score. And Augusta guarantees at minimum that they will take a series split. It all got going in the fourth for both offenses. Myrtle Beach got their only run of the game unearned in inning number four against Raven Antonio. Two errors in the inning and then a Cisneros RBI single is what enabled the Pelicans to take a 1-0 lead. But after that, all Azaleas. A one-out walk set the stage in the fourth against J.P. Wheat. And then Nick Montgomery hammered a hanging breaking ball well over the left field fence for his second homer of the series. A 2-0 lead. And then RBIs from Colby Jones and Matt Gassetti would double that team total. Made it 4-1. Azaleas put the ball game out of reach in the sixth. Five runs home in the inning, four of which came on Matt Gassetti's first pro homer. A grand slam made it 8-1. The Azaleas would tack one more on there. And Gassetti has a five RBI day. He just continues to swing the bat in a way we had not yet seen from him. Undrafted free agent out of Alabama last year. Gassetti's now hitting over 350, and he's got 11 RBI in eight games played. Raven Antonio gets the win. It's his first of the season. He's 1-0. The loss goes to J.P. Wheat. Wheat comes in for the injured Yenry Rojas, goes four innings, three hits, four runs. And for Wheat on the season, he's now 1-1, takes his first loss of the campaign. No save in a 9-1 victory, but Seth Keller and Raven Corona combined for four scoreless innings. Bullpen more often than not this year has been locked down, and they held firm here. Montgomery and Gassetti lead the charge. All nine members of the offense either reached base or drove in a run. And a complete victory goes in for the Green Jackets. Time of the ball game about 2:25, trying to get the official tally there. And we're waiting one last thing on attendance, just trying to get that in before we officially bid you goodnight. Always like to wrap things up properly here at SRP Park. But 9-1 will be your final. The Azaleas are now 7-7 on the season. Myrtle Beach falls to 6-8. And we do have that information. 4,987 is your attendance. So that's another sellout. 5 out of 9 here at SRP Park. And 2:24 is the time of the ball game. Well played, well paced. And the Green Jackets get the W. That does it for us here at SRP Park. Tomorrow night, the final one at home for a long time. 12-game road trip on the horizon after that. So you don't want to miss it here on Bally Live and MILB TV. 5:05 first pitch, live at 4:55 for the Green Jackets. Back as the Green Jackets after two games as the Augusta Azaleas. For Wes, Michael, David, Rodrigo, our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock-Howarth. As always, the utmost pleasure to bring you Azaleas baseball from beautiful North Augusta, South Carolina. We'll see you tomorrow evening, and then we'll take you out on the road on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Green Jackets back in the win column at home.